It's Morning Edition on Boise State Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm George Prentice. We're spending some time this week talking about threats on the home front. In the wake of the announcement from the Department of Homeland Security warning of an increased threat of domestic terrorism, we're having conversations this week about fear and hope and everything in between. So we're going to spend some time this morning with Mr. Philip Thompson, Executive Director of the Idaho Black History Museum. Always a welcome conversation. Philip, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm well, sir. Can I ask first, looking through your particular lens, what were you thinking? What was your reaction when you heard from no less than the Department of Homeland Security, which warns us of outside threats to America, officially saying we have a serious security risk from within, from extremism, from within our borders?
As counterintuitive as it may sound, it caused a relief, for lack of a better word, because those of us who were in the affected population that would be targeted by said individuals have lived under this threat for quite some time. Maybe not as elevated as a threat as it is now, but to have a federal institution come out and acknowledge, address, and call it out for what it is, so your local law enforcement agencies can then follow suit or take the necessary action. To me, it was a long time needed, long time coming, and it didn't elicit any fear nor concern on my behalf, simply because it's been this way for quite some time. It was, like I said, for lack of a better word, a relief that they're actually calling it for what it is and taking action to say, listen, we need to rectify this. Let's be prepared.
We've been lucky enough over the years to talk about your pretty fabulous mom and your equally fabulous daughter. So I'm going to ask where you find hope for your family these days.
So hope in the absence of action is like apathetic, right? So I don't concern myself much with hope. I mean, I have a beautiful family. I live six blocks from my mother. I'm my child's greatest. I keep them safe. I keep them protected. I do all I can, but I take steps to do so as opposed to aspiring for this utopian society that, number one, I've never seen. I'm not mocking or making fun of or talking ill of anything locally in Idaho. I love Idaho. I think Idaho is beautiful. But this has been a reality for quite some time. We need not panic. We simply need to take it seriously and organize and be prepared and galvanize and be aware of this threat. Because I think for far too long, people have tried to dismiss it and act like, oh, it can't happen here, whether it be a national problem, whether it be an international problem. Whenever harm hits, we have a tendency to disassociate ourselves from it and assume, oh, it can't happen here. And this was merely a ringing of a bell, or like acknowledging that, listen, it can happen here. The federal authorities are letting you know that we're in a heightened or an elevated state of the likelihood of it happening nationally. So be aware and navigate accordingly, and perhaps listen to those who tried to raise the sense of awareness previously that have oftentimes fallen on deaf ears.
Let's talk about that navigation then. Are you hesitant at all to call law enforcement when you feel threatened?
So me as Philip Thompson, the individual, absolutely not. My mom constantly reminds me that I have a very fortunate perspective and even existence, right? I mean, I'm on Boise Police Chief's advisory panel. I've worked with Ada County Sheriff extensively. So I don't have the same disconnect from local law enforcement that any other Black male or Muslim male may have. So as Philip Thompson, person X, Black male, African, Black male, Muslim male, that might be an entirely different narrative, because I exist in a very fortunate space of being a known entity by those two institutions. So the same fears that the vast majority of people would have, I'm not unaware of my, I don't know, luck to have a more fortuitous coexistence with those two institutions. But for others, I understand why they would be terrified. I try to help and intervene when I can, or to connect the two so we can diminish this notion of us versus them. But I, as a black Muslim male, absolutely would be terrified to do so. I, as Philip Thompson, who have worked for them at great length, I have no apprehension in doing so.
How old is your daughter now?
She will be 10 in March.
When, if you haven't already, do you have these types of conversations with her?
So we've had them from like the impetus of her being old enough to understand the difference of her mother being white and her father being black, mm-hmm. or that her and her father are Muslim, her mother is not. And then especially once we divorced, it became even more apparent, not apparent like in a negative way, but just the need to like talk about cultural norms, religious norms, et cetera, and how navigating the world as a black young woman with a Muslim first name as well, that she's not afforded the same luxuries that her mother is. And that sometimes love her mother, mother's a good people, but her perspective as a white woman isn't going to be the same as the perspective afforded my 10-year-old black Muslim daughter, mm-hmm. that she needs to speak respectfully, always be aware of how she's coming across, how she's being perceived, navigate under the premise that those that you're coming in contact aren't going to necessarily respect you as an equal. Yeah, hypothetically they should, and yet it'd be ideal if they do, but to have that expectation, we're not afforded that luxury. You really have to expect more and better of yourself in regards to everything if you ever hope to get ahead. That's just the reality in which we live. It's not great. She talks about it being unfair, but I told her, baby, I'm not worried about teaching you fairness. I'm worried about equipping you with a toolkit that will end with success. My job is to prepare you for the world as it is, not to sell you some pipe dream that I have yet to see in my time and that you may see in yours, but they were not there now.
He is Philip Thompson. It's always a pleasure. Stay safe, stay well. And as always, thank you for giving me some of your time this morning.
Thank you, sir. I'm glad to, good to talk to you.